So hot in this dress. I swear, you drive any man wild.
Oh, Luann, would you stop? Well,
you took the words right out of my mouth.
I'll never forget when we were cheerleaders and you did your first handstand. Coach walked right through the trophy case.
Do you think you two could squeal your way down memory lane somewhere else? I'm trying to set the table here.
You know, the best thing about this passionate pomegranate is that it goes with everything.
Well, it doesn't go with tuna casserole, so move it.
Come on, Luann, let's sit over on the Davenport.
Oh, how's my little toaster doing, Vince?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Here. You see that little thing right over there?
Uh-huh.
That's the part I replaced. And right over there is where I rewired the handle. See? Uh-huh. And you see that all the way down at the bottom?
Yeah.
That's my screwdriver. Once I find a way to get that thing out, this thing will work like a dream.
You know, until my divorce, I never realized how much I depended on a man.
I know. They certainly come in handy sometimes, don't they?
Good Lord, you sound like a couple of hyenas in heat.
So, hon, tell me all about this blind date you're fixing me up with.
Okay. His name is Elton Hobbs, and he is the cutest thing.
Yeah.
He's a trucker, and his CB handle is Hotcake.
I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, no, honey, it's going to be so great double dating again.
Yeah, oh, it'll be just like high school.
Just so long as you don't make this homeroom.
Miss Hopper, set a place at the table for Luann, would you please?
Beg pardon?
Luann is staying for lunch. Afterwards, she's going to paint my toenails and pluck my eyebrows.
That is, if you have enough.
Well, we do now. I just lost my appetite.
Hey, it won't be fun. Just like high school.
I'm returning your no-stick butt pan. Ooh, that thing is a lifesaver.
Don't I know it. There's nothing worse than a stuck bunch.
Don't tell me. Luann, say yes.
Do you believe it? That woman has been over here enough in the past 3 weeks to change voting precincts.
Well, ever since her divorce, she and Naomi have become bosom buddies.
Yeah, well, Naomi's the buddy part. She even invited herself to stay for lunch.
Oh, don't you just hate it when people force themselves on you at mealtime? Oh, tuna potato chip casserole. I haven't had that in ages.
Well, forget it, Iola. There's not enough room at the table for you and that set of pom-poms.
What you say?
Sing it, Iola.
What to say?
Well, hi, Bubba.
Come on and take a chance.
No, baby, do Naomi, you're doing the pony. The one to say is more like the jerk, remember? Here. What to say?
Oh, yeah.
What to see? Woo!
All right, wiggle worm, that's enough.
Well, Mama, Luann was just showing Bubba her Watusi.
This happens to be my living room, not American Bandstand.
It's the problem, Miss Hopper. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Bubba, I think it's time you went upstairs and took a hot shower.
Yes, ma'am.
And Missy, I think it's time you went home and took a cold one.
Here There you go, Al.
I tell you what. What would the Sunday school be without you and your felt board?
Moses parting the Red Sea was such a success, I decided to press on through the New Testament. Tomorrow's lesson is casting the first stone.
Oh, I see. There's the crowd. There's all the little stones they're going to throw at the harlot. There's the well. Now, who's this over here?
Well, that's Jesus.
Oh. Well, I wonder why in the world you put him in red.
Well, I had so much left over from the Red Sea. Do you know the price of felt?
Oh, honey, we are going to have the best time.
Yeah.
Miss Harper, look at my outfit. What do you think of it?
Oh, you want to hand me a couple of them stones?
Boy, you know it's been years since we played putt-putt. I almost feel like a teenager again. Who knows, Skeeter? Maybe we'll end up parking on Ray Ridge.
Oh, baby.
Oh, brother. Hello. Just a minute. It's for you, Vinton.
You. Oh, hey, Elgin, I was just about to call you and tell you what time we'd pick you. What? Oh. Oh, gee, that's too bad, Elge. Well, look, big guy, if there's anything we can do, don't hesitate to call, huh? Yeah. Ciao.
Well, what's the matter, honey?
Oh, Elgin's dad's trailer slipped off its blocks, and he's got to get out there before the butane tank explodes. Shoot, that ruins everything.
Luann is going to be heartbroken.
A trailer park is about to go up in flames, and all you can think about is Luann's love life?
I'm sure she'll survive. She always does.
For your information, this would have been her first date since her divorce. She will be devastated. Oh, Vinton, we've just got to think of somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. What about Wiley Jenkins?
Well, I heard he's back together with his wife.
That never stopped him before.
Oh, what about that nice Johnny Kilgore?
I hardly think Luann would be interested in a toothless mink farmer.
Oh, let's face it, it's a bust. Who are we going to find to go out with Luann this late on a Saturday night?
Hey, everybody! What's happening?
Baba!
Over my dead body!
Well, what is the problem, Miss Harper? It's just a simple little date.
Don't be ridiculous. Bubba does not want to spend his Saturday night with some bimbo twice his age.
Now, wait a minute, Grandma. Let's think about this.
Miss Harper, I will not hear another word against Luann Fayette. She is my best friend.
Yeah, she's just a good-natured, fun-loving gal like Naomi.
I rest my case.
Now, come on, Mama. It won't be like Bubba's going out with Luann alone. Me and Naomi will be along to chaperone.
That is like putting the sharks in charge of the scuba lessons.
Well, I know this is none of my business.
I'm glad you recognize that on your own, Iola. It saves me from having to tell you to butt out.
I don't know what you are so worried about, Miss Harper. All we're going to be doing is playing miniature golf in a well-lighted public facility.
Yeah, it's not like a real date. It's not like the drive-in or the boat show.
I don't care if it's an Amish barn raising. I do not want Bubba going with Luann.
And just what is the matter with Luann?
You got a couple hours?
Can I say something?
No! For once and for all, Luann Fayette is not the kind of woman I want my grandson associating with.
Mama, just because Luann is a little flashy doesn't mean she's a bad person.
A little flashy? You could stick her in a harbor and ships would be safe for miles.
Luann is just stylish and a trendsetter. She is not the tramp that you like to make her out to be.
Yeah, she's just a simple, down-to-earth country girl.
Hi, everybody!
Well, it's a special occasion.
Night. Does that thing come with batteries?
Come on in, Luann. Sit down.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Hi, Miss Harper, Iola.
Hi, Luann.
Hey, Bubba, what's shaking?
As if you didn't know. Naomi, you better tell her about Elgin.
Elgin, what about him?
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Luann, but he's not going to be able to make it. He had a family emergency.
Oh, no. Well, Well, I guess that's just the way it goes in the life of Luann Fayette. Que sera, sera.
Oh, now, Luann, don't take it to heart. I'm sure the three of you will have a ball.
The three of us?
Oh, you don't want a third wheel tagging along. You two go on by yourself. I'll find something to do by myself.
Good idea. You two go on ahead. Luann will find something to do by herself. Well, I'm sure she's got a million projects to work on, if she's anything like me.
She is nothing like you. Luann, you are going to come with us, because Vinton and I have a date for you. Don't we, honey?
I think we do. Don't we, Bubba?
I think we do.
Well, I think we don't.
I think we do.
If you'll excuse us, Bubba and me have got some more thinking to do in the kitchen. Now, let us discuss this calmly and reasonably like adults. You are not going.
That's not fair, Grandma!
Don't you take that tone with me, mister!
Grandma, why can't I go? It's just miniature golf.
Bubba, you may not go. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You're going to have plenty of other opportunities to go golfing with older women.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't have to do what you want. You're not my mother.
I can't believe you would talk to me like that after all I've done for you. Well, fine. You're right. I'm not your mother. I'm just a poor old widow woman who took you in and clothed you and fed you and let you play those god-awful drums. I would have thought that my kindness would have entitled me to have some say in your life. But I guess I was mistaken. You're free to do as you please, Bubba. So if going out with that floozy is more important than breaking your grandmother's heart, so be it. I'll leave this up to you, Bubba.
Thanks, Grandma. Okay, everybody, let's go!
Luann, you've got yourself a date!
Oh, well, Bubba, won't this be fun?
Way to go, Mama. I knew you'd back down.
Well, it's like you said, Benton, it's not a real date, and since it's not a real date, it won't matter if I come along, too.
What? Grandma, you can't.
Oh, we're going to be playing in pairs.
No problem. Iola will be my partner.
Oh, Will?
Come on, you're going to have the time of your life. It's like I always say with miniature golf, the more the merrier. Well, don't just stand there, everybody. It's Saturday night. Let's get down and party.
Wee, wasn't that just the most fun?
I must say, Thelma, you were right about the more the merrier.
Yep, the more people you play, the more people you beat.
You don't have to rub it in.
Yeah, Mama, this was supposed to be a fun evening, not the pro-am tour.
Oh, you're such a bunch of sore losers. I thought you all played this game before.
Let's face it, Thelma, you and I are a power duo.
Yep.
Hey. I'm gonna run out home and show Daddy my scorecard.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
I think maybe I'll run on home, too.
Oh, Luann, you can't be leaving this soon. It's just the shank of the evening.
Oh, I don't know, Mama. I think everybody wants to call it a night.
Well, what a bunch of party poopers.
Well, I had a wonderful time.
Didn't we all? Maybe we'll do this again next Saturday night.
Yeah. Maybe. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, Dom.
Night, Luann.
Why don't I walk you to your car?
Well, thank you, Bubba.
I'll hurry back, Bubba, because now I'm going to beat the three of you in Yahtzee.
Oh, no thanks, Mama.
We are going to bed. Come along, darling. We'll play our own game. Tonight I'm going to let you win.
Well, I can't imagine that it's going to be more fun than Yahtzee. Shoot, it's hell being a party animal with a dull family like mine.
Luann, I really had a good time tonight. Sorry it didn't turn out the way you planned.
Oh, don't be sorry. Being with you made me feel like a kid again. And that's something for an old gal like me.
Well, shoot, you're not old.
You don't think so?
Heck no. You're just all grown up.
Oh, well, you're looking mighty grown up yourself.
Thanks.
Well, I guess I better be going.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you know best.
Well, toodaloo. My goodness, this night air has got me parched.
It has?
Yes, I'm suddenly so, thirsty.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know, go get you something to drink.
Father, how thoughtful of you.
You just stay right there. Don't move. I'll be right back. Wait a minute. I gotta put something in here. Think about it. Shoot. What'll I give her?
Water'd be just fine.
Yeah, right. Water, that's what I was thinking. Oh.
Huh. I'm not making you nervous, am I?
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, boy, that really hit the spot.
Relax, Bubba. I don't bite.
I know, it's just that now that we're alone, I'm not really sure how to act.
Why don't you just do what comes natural?
Bubba, what the hell's going on down there?
Nothing, Grandma. Just go back to sleep.
Well, I'm wide awake now. Why don't I just come on in and join you for a little snap?
Quick, you gotta hide. No, too small.
I know. In here.
Good Lord, Bubba. Look at this mess.
I just broke a glass, that's all.
Well, this never would have happened if we'd have been playing Yahtzee. Bubba, what in the world have you gotten your face into? You cut yourself there. Just let me get the broom.
Grandma!
What?
I can explain everything.
Well, what's to explain, sweetie? It's only a broken jelly glass. You know, Bubba, it takes a big man to admit he's wrong. And the same thing goes for a big woman.
What are you talking about, Grandma?
I'm talking about you and Luann.
Who?
Luann! Bubba, I misjudged you this evening. I was sure that going out with that girl was just going to send your hormones right into orbit. I knew you were going to be clinging to her like gum on a shoe. But I was wrong. There you were at that putt-putt, so well-mannered and polite. You made me real proud. Even had a positive effect on that dolled up doxy.
Come on, Grandma. Luann's not so bad.
Well, maybe you're right. That poor thing's got her own cross to bear. Lord, I know what it's like living without a husband. I think maybe I've been a little bit too hard on her. You know something? I'm gonna give her a call in the morning and see if she'd like to go with me to church.
That'd be nice.
Well, it's getting late. I'm gonna run up to bed. Nighty night, sweetie, and thank you.
For what?
For being the upstanding, fine young man I always knew you were.
Well, I guess you heard.
Yeah. She sure said some mighty nice things about you.
Yeah. I never felt worse in my life.
Me either. I think I better be going home. I'll just go out the back.
Okay.
I want you to know I had a real nice time with you, Bubba.
Same here.
Well, I guess both of us learned something about ourselves tonight.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping to learn something new.
Good night, Bubba. See you in church.
Grandma, I thought you went to bed.
Well, Bubba, whatever it is, it's spreading. I got all the way upstairs, and I realized that I forgot my pie, and I can't go to bed without my pecan fix. Well, who in the world is out there at this hour?
It's probably just the garbage truck. Sometimes they come real early.
Bubba, there's not a garbage man alive that's going to pick up coffee grounds at 11:30 on a Saturday night. Well, good Lord, it's Luann.
No.
You like that? She's been out here all this time. I guess we both know why, don't we?
We do?
Yes, we do. It's been so long since she was around a nice, decent family, she just didn't want to leave. Bubba, I got to do something to stop this rash.
You already have.
Well, I've never seen a rash so perfectly round. I hope it didn't ringworm.